presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim came into Bhutan's camp disguised as a native and found Lil and Myra Trent both prisoners. Lil talked with Jim through the window and told him of her attempt to win Prince Bhutan's confidence. She also told him how Ronnie had been beaten into insensibility and thrown into the same cell with his father, Peter Hawkins. Our story ended as Bhutan entered the room while they were talking and Jim fled under fire. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in The Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. It is a short time after Jungle Jim escaped unrecognized into the jungle, and Prince Bhutan is talking to Lil.
It would be advisable for you to tell the truth, Mr. Vril. I heard you talking with someone.
I tell you, there was no one there except the slave Myra Trent.
She was not in the same room when I entered.
Of course she wasn't. I told her to get out. I don't like her, and I don't want her company.
Perhaps Miss Trent saw someone.
Well, why don't you ask her?
I intend to. Go now.
You called, my sir?
Bring Miss Trent to me at once.
Yes, my sir.
I see that you don't believe me, Prince Bhutan.
I trust no one, Mr. Vril. There was a man spying at your window. I intend to find out who he was.
He was probably one of your own men.
Then perhaps you can explain why he ran away.
I think I can. One of your own slaves saw my window open. He probably thought he could steal something.
Mem'sahib Trent is here, my sir.
Bring her in.
Yes, my sir.
Miss Trent, there are some questions I want to ask you. A short time ago, I overheard someone talking in Mr. Vril's room. Were you there?
Why, yes. I was. Tell him the truth, slave. Oh. I talked with you for a few minutes and then sent you into the next room.
Yes, that's it. She sent me away.
Will that satisfy you, Prince Bhutan?
I would prefer to do my own questioning, Mr. Vril.
All right, go ahead.
Miss Trent, you are sure that you heard no one else?
I didn't see anyone.
Answer my question. Did you hear anyone?
Well, there was a noise at the window.
I thought so. What was that noise?
It was one of your own slaves snooping around.
Silence! What noise did you hear, Miss Trent?
As though someone were trying to get in.
Did you see anyone?
No, I didn't.
I hope that you're satisfied, Prince Bhutan.
For the time being, I am forced to accept your explanation, Miss Vril. However, I intend to investigate further.
And my slave, Myra, may go?
Yes. I have no further use for her.
I can go?
Yes, get out. I'll talk to you later.
And now, Miss Vril, I have something to say to you.
I think it's about time, Prince. I became your guest accidentally. For a time, I hoped that our association would become more permanent.
I also hope that once.
Well, now you're talking, Prince. Let's get down to business. What do you want me to do?
Nothing for the present. There are still things I wish to understand more fully.
But, Prince Bhutan, I...
Perhaps later we can reach an understanding.
And until then?
Until then, I must ask you to stay in camp.
What do you mean?
For the next 2 days, I expect to be busy. During that time, you must not leave camp. My orders must be obeyed under pain of instant death.
Does that mean that I'm a prisoner?
It means that you must not venture into the jungle. If you disobey, my men have orders to shoot to kill.
Meanwhile, after his brutal beating by Bhutan, Ronnie Hawkins lies bleeding and unconscious on the floor of his father's cell.
Oh. Ronnie, my boy, speak to me.
Martin.
Ronnie, my boy.
Ben.
Oh, what has that beast done to you?
Man,
Bhutan, I'll get you for this. I'll kill you with my own two hands, I swear it.
The man said the war was over. It's gone.
Ronnie, lad.
Gone. It was only yesterday. Only yesterday I saw the men marching.
March.
And now it's gone. No, it's 20 years later.
Oh, it's raving years. Lad, here's some water.
20 years gone. Then he ripped open my shirt.
What's that? Ronnie, Ronnie, what are you saying?
We sat in the jungle.
Now, Ronnie, listen.
Jungle. We sat in the jungle.
Yes, Ronnie.
He ripped open my shirt. He said I was Doctor.
Lying. He knows.
He said I was Doctor Ronald Hawkins.
Ronald! You know who you are.
Yes, I'm Dr. Ronald Hawkins of London. He told me after he looked at the scar.
I mean, someone told Ronnie that. No, it couldn't be. Jungle, you Bradley is the only man who knows about the scar. He's dead. Ronald, talk to me.
Told me after.
Now, Ronnie, listen. I'm your father. Can you hear me?
He said Bhutan was holding my father.
I'm your father.
But he was my friend.
Now listen, Ronnie.
Father is here.
Yes, I am.
He's Bhutan's prisoner.
Yes, sir.
Man in jungle told me that.
A man in the jungle? Yes. I can't believe it. It's impossible.
He said he was my friend.
Now, Ronnie, lad. Ronnie, now can you hear me? Who did you talk to?
Oh.
Now tell me, who was it, lad?
He said my father was in Bhutan's camp.
Now who?
That I could guard him with my life.
Who? Who did you talk to, lad? Who was he?
He said.
Now tell me that. Come.
He said, come to him by the old mine.
What?
That he was my friend.
Now, my boy. Now listen. My boy.
Oh,
it's no use. He's unconscious.
Von Hawking.
Kolu.
Come to window.
Kolu. What's happened?
Have you heard anything? Quick one. Bhutan's man, what? Kolu have left it.
Well, what is it, Kolu?
You ready, one. When the transfer steam, follow the moon.
Kolu, what are you saying?
Must go. Remember, signal. Yeah. Many armed men in camp. Kolu will unlock cell.
Yes.
When Panther screams, follow the moon.
While Peter Hawkins has been piecing together the ravings of his unconscious son, Shanghai Lil has defied Bhutan and gone into the jungle. She is approaching the old mine where Jungle Jim Bradley is hiding.
Lil, is that you?
Jim! Oh, Jim, where are you?
Over here, Lil, in the rock.
Oh, Jim. I'm so glad you're all right. Bhutan saw you just after you ran from the window. And then I heard the talk. And I was afraid you'd be hit.
Not a chance, Lil. And I didn't even recognize him.
Oh, Bhutan didn't either. He thinks you were a native. I've convinced him that the man he saw was one of his own place trying to steal something.
Good girl, Lil. But how did you get here? I could freed you?
I'd be threatened with instant death if I leave the camp. This place is surrounded by armed men, Jim. We've got to be careful.
And Bhutan is suspicious.
He's planning something. He told me that he would be busy for the next 3 days, and that during that time, his men have orders to shoot to kill.
Lil, that means that you're in danger now.
I took a chance. I had to see you. There's a duplicate report of the evidence I've obtained from Bhutan. If anything happens to me, you'll get it to headquarters.
Don't worry. Nothing's going to happen. I've been busy, Lil. Whenever you say the word, we're ready to take Bhutan.
Jim, what do you mean?
We've got 3 guns, Lil. One of them I took away from Ronnie Hawkins. Kolu has stolen 2 more.
But, Jim, what can we do with 3 guns? You don't understand. Bhutan's camp is surrounded by scores of armed men.
We'll take him by surprise and smash this tiger claw ring once and for all.
A surprise might work.
I'm sure it will. Now, you say that Bhutan is planning something.
Well, that's just what I think.
Well, that probably means a shipment of ivory or emeralds is coming in.
I'm sure. I've seen some of his papers. There's enough evidence in that report I've given you to hang him.
It's our chance, Liz. Bhutan is sure to send some of his men away. That'll leave him with a weakened force.
When that happens, we'll fight.
Right. And it's up to you to choose the right time.
Then you've got to arrange some kind of a signal. I may not be able to reach you.
I've already thought of that, Lil. And I've arranged the signal with Kolo.
You have?
Yes. And I've also told Kolo to notify Peter Hawkins. You're to let Kolo know when you're ready to strike. He'll see that Hawkins' cell is unlocked.
You've got everything all taken care of, haven't you?
Lil, I know this is your job, but Bhutan had you locked in your room. I didn't know whether you could escape or not. And don't forget, I've got a score to settle with Bhutan, too.
What's the signal, Jim?
Well, it was a new moon last night. By next week, it'll be full. I'm in the south.
Go on.
Well, the signal is simply this. When you hear the panther scream, follow the moon. That'll bring us all together. You and I will take care of Bhutan.
Mm.
Hawkins and Kolo will attend to Ronnie and Myra Trent.
Myra Trent? Is your girlfriend on this team?
Lil, we've got to get her out of that camp. We can't leave her.
What makes you think she'll want to go back and face the British authorities?
Why shouldn't she?
Because that young lady has a lot to explain, and she may find it a little difficult.
You're wrong about her, Lil. I know you are.
It might interest you to know that your girlfriend almost gave us away to Bhutan.
What do you mean?
She started to tell Bhutan that she heard someone at my window. If I hadn't stopped her, she'd have given us away.
But she didn't know that it was me.
Oh, that's it. I wonder what she'd say if she knew that I was meeting her boyfriend in the jungle.
Lil, don't talk nonsense. You've got to listen to me.
Thanks, but I know all that I want to about her.
Lil, listen.
Oh, Jim, I've been followed.
Start back to camp and make it appear as if you were out just for a walk. I'll hide in the old man.
Run, Jim. They're coming.
Martha, she is here. She's ready. And here, Martha. Mr. Vreeland, you disobeyed my
order. I was only taking a walk.
I told you not to leave the camp under penalty of death.
Why, surely there's no harm.
This is the part of the jungle into which the man you were talking with at your window escaped.
I told you that I talked to no one.
You were lying, Miss Debris.
Oh.
That is why I freed you and had you followed. Gunnar!
Yes, Martha.
Search the jungle and the old mine thoroughly.
It shall be as you order.
Kill whomever you find and bring his body to me.
But there's no one here, Tim.
You will come with me, Miss Debris. You have disobeyed my orders for the last time.
Will Bhutan's men find Jungle Jim Bradley? And what does Bhutan intend to do with Shanghai Lil? It looks as if our friend's carefully made plans will fail. The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kid, bringing up Father with Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Skippy and his pal, Fritz and Casper, the Little King, Flash Gordon, and the famous page of pictures, Gags and Gals. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.